This is WSIU In Focus. I'm Kevin Boucher. And on this edition, since Ken Burns' much-anticipated series on the Vietnam War is airing on WSIU television this week, we sit down with the local Vietnam veteran. His name is John McClurkin, and he'll tell us what it was like to serve in Vietnam.
I'm retired military, and then I worked at NASCO Industries in Nashville as production supervisor for a while. I was a draftee. I was one of the last little bunch of draftees. It was in 1970, and I was 20 years old, May 19th. President Nixon sent me a letter. At that point in time, I was living at home with my mom, so it just came to our mail. Yeah, I knew it was coming. Believe it or not, they still ran train service to St. Louis, and then we were processed there and then put on a bus to Fort Leonard Wood, Missouri. Went from there, we flew to Oakland, California, to Oakland Army Depot, and then were manifested into a flight, which we didn't have to take a troop ship at that point in time. They were flying the troops over and back and flew us over and flew into Long Bend. And from there, we got loaded onto a C-130 and taken up to Cameron Bay, and then from Cameron, I got assigned out to my regular unit. I don't think it was quite as humid as it gets here in the summertime. The main thing you stepped off the plane was the stench, the smell. And after a few days, you didn't notice it, but when you first stepped off that plane, that first got that first shot of air out of an air-conditioned jet, and you stepped on the off that on the ground there, it's like we had the basic good old M16 A1s, and then we still had the M79 grenade launchers. We had the PIGs, M60s, and then for quite a while, I was a 50-gunner on a gun truck. And we did support work for where we were needed, and then we also did a courier run every day. Point in time I was there, the large-scale search and destroy operations were pretty much done. It was usually small unit patrols, and it just really, I'm not saying we didn't stay out overnight once in a while, but it was not the like extended time in the brush. At first, I guess this is not my quote. This one described to me when he was over there and we were talking about it because he was getting ready to rotate home. He said, at first, you're scared to death. Then you get a certain confidence and you know what you're doing, even though things can go very wrong, but you still have it, know what to do and what not to do. And then towards the end of your tour, you get very scared to death again. Yeah, your senses were heightened up. It's almost, you almost feel like you're trying to have eyes in the back of your head. A lot depended on who you were with. If it was people you've been with before and you kind of knew each other's, I would say strength and weaknesses, but it was kind of a strength and weakness thing that you knew to watch for this or not watch for that. And when we were, a unit was standing down on Air Force Base Phan Rang, we had a young trooper just came in the unit and had the misfortune to sit to us old guys and say he was deathly afraid of snakes. Just for fun, we told him, hey, he said, look, see over there by that old chapel set? I said, there's a, it looks like a cobra laying over there. And he's like, oh, my God, no. And we said, yeah. So we said, well, should I take care? So we walked over, and we thought it was a piece of rope there. So we both just stomped the crap out of it. Never thought anything more about it. You know, so we come back, we're having a big old laugh. He said, wow, you guys are awesome. We're in. Yeah, yeah. And we're laughing because we just weren't stomped on a piece of rope. Well, the next morning, there was an 8-foot king cobra laying over there, stomped to pieces. What little of the VCSO, they were pretty much wearing black silk pajamas like everybody else was over there. And I never really saw NVA living, but I did see the aftermath of some stuff, and they were usually in uniform. I think my third night in country, my unit, we got P-40s and mortar attack. It's a rocket. It's a small rocket about yay. And they can be launched off a piece of pipe or a stake or a piece of bamboo.
If you were on the trail, you just got down and made yourself as small as possible?
Yeah, you try to become an insignificant piece of the territory.
What were your emotions like when you were getting on that plane heading home?
Oh, unbelievable. You were just like, dear God, I've made it. Yeah, they were commercial airlines. They had us jammed into the seats, but at that point in time, nobody cared. It's the way we were treated when we came home. It was weird to come home and people either ignored you or just looked right through you like you weren't there or wanted nothing to do with you. One of my brothers came up and met me, and it was Thanksgiving Day.
Can you tell me about that reunion, what it was like?
It was unreal. You take somebody that probably less than 48 hours ago was in a combat zone, and now you're sitting at a family table eating a Thanksgiving dinner, and it's surreal.
Thank you for talking, and thank you for your service.
Thank you very much for having me today.
That's Pinckneyville resident and Army veteran John McClurkin talking about what it was like to serve in Vietnam. And be sure to tune in to WSIU Television tonight at 7 for part 2 of Ken Burns' The Vietnam War. For WSIU In Focus, I'm Kevin Boucher.